Go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. The 2015 finalists are cornerback Kareem Jackson, Jonathan Joseph, Garrett Graham, and Cecil Shorts. Every vote automatically enters you to win a Whataburger VIP pack, which includes tickets to a Texans game and front-of-the-line access to the Community Player of the Year appearance. This year's appearance will be held at the Whataburger in Pearland on Shadow Creek Parkway. And welcome back to Texans Huddle. You know, Mark, especially this time of year, I like to think no one is a better shopper than me.
Well, all times of year, no one is a better shopper than you. What are you talking about? Holiday season?
I said I like to think especially.
This is like amateur season compared to you.
Okay, you're in open season 12 months a year shopping.
That's true.
Okay, but the Texans went shopping. Rookies were out there with the kids, and Christian Covington got on the mic and had some fun.
Christian Covington reporting live. I'm here with my man Kendall Lamb. Now, Kendall, man, describe how you're feeling about this whole event right now.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful to be able to, you know, give back. And we were all once in their shoes and were little kids. So to be able to have a store to themselves to get whatever, amazing.
Do you truly feel like you're feeling the spirit of Christmas right now?
Oh, without a doubt. This is what I needed, of course. Being away from home, you don't get to see the family or whatnot. But this hit the spot. So it puts everything into perspective for you.
I'm with Keith Mumphrey, wide receiver number 12. Man, how you feeling about this whole event right now?
I'm excited, man, even though I ain't getting no Christmas present. But, I mean, it's a blast to come out here and see kids, you know, enjoy, you know, picking out presents.
You feeling the Christmas spirit right now?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Okay, we're going to have a little fun right now. Name all of Santa's reindeers.
You're not even going to put me on the spot like that. Go ahead. I'm going to pass it over to B-Mac.
B-Mac? Huh? Somebody. Name Santa's reindeers.
I know one.
Santa's reindeer?
Rudolph.
Can you sing the first set of lyrics to Frosty the Snowman?
Frosty the Snowman. I just know four, man. Frosty the three. Frosty the Snowman.
No, with that, I'm signing off. This is Christian Covington with the Houston Texans, rookie. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Great to see the rookies out there at Academy Sports and Outdoors. And if I say Frosty the Snowman...
was a very happy soul.
Is that what it is?
Because I... pipe and a button nose.
Keith Mumphrey didn't know the words. I didn't know the words either. I thought, was a very happy snowman and cold or something. I didn't know the lyrics to that one.
Come on.
It's not,
you're
not one
old.
Of the
it
main
was before
Christmas
your time.
Carols. No, it... before. Yeah, it was before my time.
It was after your time. After your time. All right, well, there's no one ahead of his time more in the fantasy department than our very own John Harris.
It is fantasy football playoff time, and I got three value plays for you, whether you're playing FanDuel or you are approaching the playoffs. So let's start with a running back. He used to be a quarterback in college, but he's done a really nice job the last few weeks as the running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's Denard Robinson. And with T.J. Yeldon hurt, Denard Robinson is going to be a huge waiver wire pickup for you. And on FanDuel, he's $6,300. That's ultra cheap for what you can get from a dual threat running back, Denard Robinson, at home against Atlanta. Atlanta's fading, Jacksonville's not. He's the guy to go with. And then we're going to go to Seattle for wide receiver Doug Baldwin going against Cleveland at home. Russell Wilson's been on fire, and his big guy has been Doug Baldwin at $7,400. That's really good value on FanDuel for a wide receiver. And for the last one, we're going to stay with Seattle. It's defense against Johnny Manziel and the Cleveland Browns. Now, you know Johnny Football is going to do some magical things. He always does. But he's prone to turn the ball over and not put the ball in the end zone. That leads to points for your defense. So let's go with Seattle's defense at $5,400 on FanDuel. Let's pick them up. And for some reason, if you got a waiver wire pickup, and Seattle's the place to go.
If you're not in the playoffs, well, you have that FanDuel stuff.
I am in the playoffs.
You're in the playoffs?
I am so
in the
playoffs.
So is Vanderkid.
Of course he is. Of course he is. Vanderkid's always one-upping me. We have to take one final time out here on the show, but don't go away when we come back.
It's going to be Dear Drew, and it's going to be awesome.
Stay with us.